Hey, it's Mastin. Welcome to the Mastin Kid Podcast. If you want to take your first step on your trauma-informed journey, come to claimyourpowerbook.com and get my book, Claim Your Power. There are a bunch of awesome free bonuses with that, including a 40-day coaching journey with me that will get you started on your trauma-informed path. Claimyourpowerbook.com. Enjoy. It's awesome. I put my heart and soul into it. And if you want to really start your journey to do your trauma work, claimyourpowerbook.com is the place to go to get my book, Claim Your Power, and to get a bunch of free bonuses, including free coaching with me for 40 days. Please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, it's Mastin. And if you have a degree, certification, education, or passion for changing lives, listen up for 1 second before we get this episode of the podcast started. Want to let you know that coming up December 6th to 9th in Orlando, Florida is Prosper Live, which is an incredible 4-day experience and implementation event. If you're just getting business started, if you're still in that soul-sucking job and want to take the leap, and if you have a degree, certification, education, or just a passion to change lives, Prosper Live is the fastest path to financial freedom as a practitioner, as a coach, as a therapist, as anyone who has a degree, certification, education, or passion to change lives. Prosper Live is coming up December 6th to 9th. Join us in Orlando, Florida. Come on over to prosper.live, prosper.live, prosper.live to join us. I can't wait to see you in Orlando at Prosper Live. Now, let's get on with the podcast. We have an opportunity over the next 4 days to share in an experience that will help you see things clearly. You're going to understand next steps. You're going to understand best practices. You're going to have a clear path to financial freedom. But that's not the cool part. The cool part is we're going to help you actually get started changing the world and up-level wherever you are. So if you're just getting started and you're in a soul-sucking job, those days are limited. And it's not going to get worse. Mastin, the days at my soul-sucking job are limited, but it's only worse after that. No. Hear me now. It won't be worse. I promise. Maybe you're in the process of getting a business up and running, and you're kind of get going, but you haven't quite had it click yet. And if that's the case, we're going to help you figure out what you got to do to go to the next level to stay consistently aligned with what matters most and what is most important to you. And maybe you're just totally crushing it in your business, and in which case, we're going to help you make the same or more working less. Because the idea that I have to earn more by doing more is an old paradigm thought. There are so many amazing tools and opportunities and systems that we can use today to really up-level our lives, and it's never been a better time to be alive. It's never been a better time to serve people, and it's never been a better time to earn abundantly doing it. This seminar is not about getting rich quickly and faking people out and using scare tactics. I hate that shit. I hate it. What you're going to learn are heart-centered processes. You're going to feel connected to them because it's who you already are. We're just going to help you unlock parts of yourself that are already there and direct them in a way that's useful for you to be able to get the results that you want. What do I mean by that? Who here feels like you're really good at caring about people? Let me see by show of hands. You really feel that way. Who sees that clearly? Let me see by show of hands. So what if you could take that skill of caring about people and use it to earn money? Only some people believe me right now. The rest of you will follow, I promise. Because this is pretty much all I do. And here's the thing. I'm not a business person. I'm an artist. I'm a teacher. I'm a coach. And my definition of a coach is anybody who helps someone improve their emotional states. So you could be a coach through a software company. You could be a coach through a consulting firm. You could literally be a coach. You could be a teacher. Heck, even attorneys help people feel better, kind of. Right? But if you're in the business of improving people's lives, you're in the right place. And that's all I've been doing. And the thing is that improving people's lives is what I love to do. Like, I am born to help people feel better. Like, that's why I'm here. And I had to figure out business because that's the conduit. That's how I express my art. So I'm an artist and a creative who had to learn business. And because of that, I know that you're probably not a business person looking to become more artistic. I know in your heart and soul, you're creative, looking to have a little bit more financial freedom. And that term business isn't entirely accurate because most entrepreneurs, you know what they do? They build something and then they sell it and they let it go. And they build something else and they sell it and they let it go. And if that's what you want to do, that's great. But chances are, if you're in this room, you have an emotional connection to changing lives. Is that true? Are you in the right room? And here's the thing. Here's the thing. It's so simple how to do this. It's so simple. And you're going to look at it once you start to see our process, and it's going to sound crazy how simple it is. But here's the thing. It's so simple that you resist it because you need something more complicated. It can't be that simple, Mastin. Is it really that simple? And the answer is, if you make it so. Who here feels like you're an expert at overcomplicating simple shit? Let me see if I show hands. So, I have dyslexia, I have ADD, and I have a short attention span, so you won't be bored, I promise. But also, the process will be simple. And what's interesting is simple and easy are not the same thing. Simple and easy are very different. Simple, how do we lose weight? Simple. What do? Eat. Not necessarily eat less. Eat what's right for you in the appropriate amount and probably move your body. Simple enough, isn't it? Why don't we do it? It's not easy. Who follows? How do you make money doing what you love? I don't know, Masson. That's why I freaking showed up to this thing. You tell me. It's two things. You help people and you invite them to work with you. That's it. Seminar's over. See you later. We're going to show you how in a way that will connect with you, in a way that you'll see clearly, in a way that will sound like, okay, I got that. And my ask is that you're open these next few days to maybe seeing something that you've seen before in a different way, or hearing something that you've heard before in a different way, or maybe knowing something that you thought you knew, but realizing it applied to you maybe 6 months ago or 12 months ago or a year or 10 years ago, but it applies differently now. Like, who here feels like your life is totally different than it was 12 months ago? Let me see by show of hands. So do you think the fundamentals still matter? 100%, but do they matter differently or the same? Think about that. Where you are in your life now, is it a different context or the same context as before? Who here feels like it's completely different? You wonder how fast it's getting different? Daily. Daily! This morning, Instagram launched a messenger platform. I know about it 5 minutes ago! And we're already working on it. That's how fast things change. And guess what's going to happen? It's going to speed up. So how you've learned and how you've learned to learn will not bring you success. You've got to learn to learn in a different way. And you've got to learn to be in a different way. And here's the thing. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you feel. And hopefully how young you feel. What matters is it's just about doing things a little differently and actually more simple. Because we grew up in a world that taught us to complicate things. And what's amazing about what's happening is that we're going to step into a world that's going to be so dang simple, you're going to think, no way. All the old adages, time is money, that's complete bullshit. That's utter bullshit. If you think time is money, you are living in 1950. If you think that you have to work harder, that's true, but not in number of hours at a desk job. You have to work harder at caring about people. You have to work harder at being consistent. You have to work harder at bringing parts of yourself forward that maybe you thought weren't good enough or you were told weren't good enough as a child because, you know what, you were supposed to be a taskmaster. You're supposed to just cross things off your to-do list. And you know what we're graduating into, guys? We're graduating into a place of being. Who are you being? If you look around, is knowing things enough anymore? Can people hide things today? If someone's a fraud, can they figure it out? How fast? Quickly, how fast are white men coming down who have perpetrated sexual abuse over the last forever? How fast are they coming down today? Once an hour. Pew, 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 It's a different world that you woke up in today than it was yesterday. And you have no idea how fast it's changing. You have no idea how fast it's changing. But here's the good news. It's changing in a direction that who you are, if you're in this room, the tide is in your favor. For probably all of human history, fortunes favored the bold and the strong, and now fortune favors the caring and the empathetic. Fortune favors those who connect with other people. Fortune favors those who serve, not those who take. Those who take, one by one, are learning that that's not the world that we live in.
Hey, it's Mastin. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. And before we wrap up, if you found value in this, one of the best ways to get this trauma-informed information to the world, if that's something that you want to do and to be a part of, spreading the word, I would be so very grateful if you could leave a review on Apple or Spotify podcasts so that you can review this and hopefully it's a good review, but please leave an honest review. And especially if you want to leave a 5-star review, I would be super stoked on that. But of course, just make it honest. But my goal is to share more trauma-informed information with the world. And I need your help to spread this information, and reviews matter. So if you feel called to do that, would very much appreciate it. If you got value from this episode and from this podcast, would very much appreciate it. And thank you so much for hearing me out. And if you feel called, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify, and we'll see you in the next episode.